Dear student, Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah with you. In the previous slide, we have seen number of brochures prepared with the interest of sales promotion, what it covers we have seen, what type of audiences have to be addressed. Accordingly, the sales promotion brochures are prepared. Now we go ahead into the information material and their diverse role. How the information material plays an important role in the audiences, or rather people who look at them, who have diversified interests. So brochures help in achieving sales and are seen as vital part of tourism marketing mix. They are prepared, as I have already mentioned, and we all know that they are prepared by many tourism board, travel agent, airline, and so on. In fact, these are basically most important material providing information. They interact and speak directly to customer at that point where they are making any purchase. So by looking at the flyer, which also is information material or collateral, all they have the capacity to silently speak to customer where the customer is making the mind of buying the product or buying a product and making a decision. So as I said, they silently speak directly to the customer. So they are performing two roles, the marketing role and the facilitation role. So both are very important in converting the desire, the interest, or the demand into a supply chain. So in the technical term also, you can say that they are instrumental. All information material prepared for travel and tourism as well are instrumental in converting the inquiry, the demand into real sale or supply. So their role they perform are marketing role and facilitation role, which means convincing the consumer to buy the product. Exploring further into the marketing role of information material, it can be a product substitute. What does that mean? A product is presented in a nutshell in form of printed material or collateral or a flyer or a brochure. So the product exists in some detail, or rather most detail, in a nutshell in the form of a brochure. It provides reassurance. In fact, it provides reassurance and a tangible focus for expectation as to what a consumer would possibly look and what is the focus for that. It helps to reduce time required to reach and contact the customer. So by going through this, the end user, the traveler, the passenger, whoever is going through the information material can quickly decide and find lot of answers that he or she has in the mind by going through the information material. It's of both facilitation and sales promotion and merchandising the role. So basically, that brochure has great importance. The travel information manual, tourism manual, or in material carries a lot of weightage in converting and creating a sale. So information material has their diverse role, and we look into the diverse role as facilitation role of information material. How does it facilitate? How does it convert the mind of the consumer to buy the product? It helps in creating awareness, as I mentioned and we discussed, that by looking at the brochure, the consumer goes through in detail on the product information, and the awareness comes to him or her directly by going through the information material. It also it boasts the promotion. So promotion gets momentum. Promotion or sales promotion that has been done, this helps in boosting that up. Also acting as a product replacement, as we highlighted. So instead of filling the product, in case if it's a tangible product, in case if it's an intangible product like services, then this information material works as a product itself, because the consumer finally goes through the fine print there, reads it, and decides on buying the product. So literally, it's a replacement of a product in some sense. It also encourages product use and facilitation of the information. So in case if it's a tangible product, this advises about the product and its use. Say, for example, an electronic gadget. Before buying the actual product and someone goes through information material, lot is learned about that electronic gadget by going through the information material. Also, a means of customers' education. It educates, it lifts the capacity of understanding of the customer. So in some sense, it's not only a reading material, but it's a material that contains education path to know on, get educated and learn more about, to gain more knowledge about the product that consumer has interest in buying. So reaching the target audience, again, focus to the target audience. So information distribution, the role the information material helps, it must reach to the right kind of audiences, the target market. So in the target market, that's why many a time information material in modern days, people as a handout don't just pick up what is being offered to them, unless they have an interest into it. And obviously, one who has an interest would definitely find this information material as a source of getting the education and knowledge about the product. Advertisement insert, cards in print media. There are a lot of other cards which come as handy information in print media with the help of travel information. So it's in the distribution format, it is reaching to the target audience in literal meaning of its production. Interaction with existing customer, more education of an enhancement of the product, a new version of a product that comes in, this information material helps to understand what development has been put into the new version or advanced version of the same product. Then door-to-door delivery. In the sense, if there is a door-to-door delivery, the information material helps to quickly distribute the product. And then again, participation in industry-specific exhibition and travel trade shows. So you must be seeing that people attend travel shows and they pick up number of material which is in the form of printed brochure to gain the knowledge and aware themselves of specific tourism product are available and being exhibited at travel show. The distribution part of the information material to target the right audience, it must reach to the right kind of audiences, the target market. And in certain cases, or rather most cases, when such information material are made available for distribution as an interaction, the person handing over the information material generally interact with the end user by requesting and asking for a contact detail for a further follow-up in case the product has not been sold and it is reaching the stages of selling. Further, the collaborative distribution via marketing consortia and trade association. So it helps in creating a collaborative distribution. It also distributes, it's getting distributed via websites in the form of e-brochures, which I've been continuously saying that a lot of tourism boards have stopped printing travel information in form of a hard copy. Instead, they are printing e-brochures, which contain the similar information that we have been talking. And it can be seen later if you just note the e-brochure, possibly you download or you scan it along with a QR scanner, and then it comes on your either Android phone or goes to your email. So you can see the target audience getting benefited of information distribution from number of acts that we have just gone through with help of this small-scale travel agencies who make smaller flyer, but again, within a travel information. With more electronic scenario emerging, with less dependent on the paper, some coming up with paper-free environment from at all platforms, the electronic alternatives to print is also very popular. In fact, some of the people do not accept anything in the form of printed brochure anymore. They would rather seriously accept a QR scanner and get the information downloaded on their Android phone or get it onto some place. And many only keep QR scanner for their product information through electronic media. So in that, the following activities take place. And these are extension of online advertising. Mind it, online advertising, again, is an electronic process. There is, other than chatbot, online is basically everything electronic. So what is coming up as an electronic alternative to the print, which we just spoke in detail? E-brochures, everything coming in a form of e-brochure. Podcasting. Mail list marketing, according to the data available, bought or obtained or gathered from secondary sources, they are put and forwarded the information material through mail listing marketing. Then there are a lot of online publication as e-zines. Instead of magazine, it's e-zines that have come in, where a lot of publication are only readable on digital platform. And new news group marketing, you will find a lot of such group who would love to gather everything into the form of travel information as a news group, where updates are given from time to time, travel and tourism related update in the tourism industry as a news. And there are huge number of groups of travel agents who subscribe to newsletter. And that's the source of providing an alternate source of news related to travel and tourism marketing. And then, of course, we have landing pages, which is again an electronic format alternate to print media. Some of the e-brochures are explained and given to you, picked up from Kerala Tourism. And these are very popular, not only Kerala Tourism, but numerous number of travel agents, tour operator, destination management company and airline have been going for e-brochure. Again, e-brochure contain the equal amount of travel information that are required. And it has lot of material to read and go through and learn and acquaint yourself with that. So Kerala Tourism example, some examples for you to student look at Gujarat Tourism e-brochures that have been connected. And likewise, internationally also, here are some Karnataka Tourism flyers that have come in. Due to signatures series adopted by different brand, there are identical print for whatever electronic brochures are prepared so that you can align them with a specific product as a signature format of producing travel information. So with that, I have seen a lot of e-brochures internationally also, including travel tourism boards from Africa, tourism supply chain existing in Europe, Far East, etc., etc. So information material, whether distribute physically or through print media, both of this physical and print media, we have spoken in detail in the previous slide, or including the virtual via the internet, it takes care of the marketing mix. And what are they? We are talking about the four P's. Again, the same four P's which were required, like product, representation of product physically to customer terms, price, major attention on price, which is the need of a consumer so that he or she doesn't pay more. How much is that going to cost? Promotion, the mainstay of communication for achieving sales, you need to promote. We have discussed all these points at great length in the previous chapters and slides. Place, again, the fourth P, place is the part of the distribution process that represent location for customer. So in addition to all this, in information material, the information material facilitates what? As we have been focusing on facilitation as well. So customer experiences and feeling of recreation and value for money. So it takes, let us put into more flowery language, saying that a passenger by going through the information material goes on cloud nine. They go into a total comfort zone where they get the experience and the recreation and value for money feeling. And again, development of relationship with repeat customer, which is a very strong target market for tourism board, airlines, and travel agent. Because repeat customer has tried you, has dealt with you, has seen your product, utilized the product, availed the facility services offered. For them also, obviously, there is more to be done. And those development of relationship can go ahead with the information material. For example, very recently, the airport at Delhi has been redone. So passenger would have earlier gone from that terminal. And likewise, internationally, all sites, for example, it's a news going around that the Terminal 1 of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Airport at Santa Cruz, Terminal 1, would be closed now since the Navi Mumbai International Airport is operational. Let's see if that's a real, because people have commitment and people have memories from the Terminal 1 that was earlier. So development of relationship, how people will look at the new Terminal 1 after revamping the whole thing, how that will emerge. So our information material, we are summing up certain things. So we will have to look at our information material are important as the service industry is information dependent. So none can think of not printing or not publishing their information. Only the format can change. From print, they have gone to digital and electronic brochures. But the travel industry would still and would need the information material. No matter someone knows best of the information he or she retained, but still there is an area where in the service industry, you love to depend on information material to gather further information and retain it with you. Again, information material reaching to the right type of an audience, or rather target market, and the communication of information is the most important, and though expensive, of course, but yes, you cannot overlook the information material. Likewise, information and communication technology development has provided a wide scope for cost saving as compared to using the traditional print material. And that's why digital has become very popular in form of electronic brochures or e-brochures and e-zines, as we have just said, and likewise. But obviously, traditional print material is equally existing, not in the same big size, but it does exist. With this, I conclude my lecture today. Thank you very much for listening in detail about the travel information brochures, its publishing, its printing, its contents, its uses, what are the alternate that has come in, and what future hold, how the travel information will be transmitted in future. We will be waiting what developments come in. Thank you once again, Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.